Morning, everyone. Dan and I were excited about coming back and for me to minister to you this morning. But Dan and I were actually discussing our Lord's faithfulness to us. You know, over the past 40 years that we've known him, he has showed himself faith to us on occasion after occasion after occasion. And he's done so much for us as we continue to believe that this year is the year of the maximum, and we will see his goodness and grace continue to flow into our lives. And so I wanted to come back around to share once again on his faithfulness. And I've called this always faithful. He is always faithful. In 2 Timothy 2:13 in the Amplified, it said, "If we are faithless, do not believe and are untrue to him. He remains true, faithful to his word and his righteous character, for he cannot deny himself." I want us to think about that, and I've ministered many times on his faithfulness, but I want you to understand that he cannot deny himself. As his child, he's loving, going to love us, care for us, minister to us. Amen. In Deuteronomy 7:9 as well, it says this: "Know therefore the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God who keeps his covenant and his loving kindness to 1,000 generations with those who love him and keep his commandments." I really believe that God has stirred me up for this morning concerning that faithfulness, because I believe there's an ingredient to our faith walk that needs to have more teaching, more time spent in the Word, in order meditating on what is that, on his faithfulness. So, where do you suppose, if you like, we will need to go to establish God's faithfulness? It's not based on our circumstances, current situations, failures, past failures, victories. The understanding of God's faithfulness to us means we must go to the Word. That's where we must go. We must go to the best source concerning our God, and that is his love letter to us, the Word. Everything comes back to the Word. The Word, the Word, the Word. I suppose I've been doing this for the 40 years that I've been saved, having come out of Rhema Bible Church. We always knew that we had to come back to the Word. The Word never changes. The Word never fails. So let me ask, are you believing for something that looks impossible? Is your faith expecting relief, a breakthrough, or for a need to be met that seems to be taking a long time? Pretty well every one of us would answer yes to some things. We're always believing God as we go forward, because I've never met a person who doesn't have a need. And I don't know your specific needs right now, but I can tell you with confidence that according to Philippians 4:19, God will supply all your need. God will come through for you. So stirring your faith today, I want to believe that God is going to give you greater opportunities, maybe more doors, a different door, to experience supernatural increases never before. Maybe you're thinking to yourself as well, I don't know how that could happen. It can and it will, because God is not limited by government shutdowns, economic situations, the local banks, the local councils, or whoever is, things that you may see are putting costs up. God is not limited. God is faithful to fulfill his promise. The question as a pastor that I get many times is, well, how long will it take? I have no idea. What I do know is that if God's given us a promise, and one of the promises that we stand on, and it's been 25 years now, is Isaiah 43, verse 6. And the Amplified says, "I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth." We still have one daughter with a husband and grandchildren who are in South Africa, and I'm believing for them to come through. God is faithful, and I believe he will make it happen. The psalmist scribe describes God's faithfulness, saying, "I was young and now am old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or the children begging bread." Psalm 37:25, that is. And so I can confirm that truth in my old life. God has always taken care of Diane and I. He's no respecter of person. If he did it for me, he will do it for you. And maybe some of you already know this, but I want to remind you that God can be depended on. And sometimes we have to be reminded, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. God will bring the blessing I need. I'm confident that he can, he will, and he will not let us down. You know, the attributes that David actually ascribes to him in 1 Chronicles 29:11 and 12 says this: Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all, both riches and honor from you. And you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. And that's 1 Chronicles 29:11. Webster's Dictionary defines faithful, how God is, as firmly adhering to duty, true to one's word, true, exact, in conformity to the letter and spirit. And it means constant, not fickle, but faithful. 1 Corinthians 1:9. God is faithful through whom you were called in fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Psalm 36:5. Your loving kindness, O Lord, extends to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the sky. Psalm 89:1. I will sing of your loving kindness to the Lord forever. To all generations, I will make known your faithfulness with my mouth. But partly in it, or you just given a scripture. Well, one of the things when you're learning the word and going through the word, maybe you can take these rather than do some of your own studying, but you can take these as a foundation for yourself. Remember, faith cometh by hearing. For 40 years, that's what we've heard. Cometh by hearing, not having heard. Amen. We continually need to feed upon the word of God. This entire passage is so powerful, but there's a couple of things I want you, two words. Riches and honor come from you. It means God is the ultimate source of riches and honor, no matter what the world says. So I want you to tell you, don't take your eyes off God for a moment. Refuse to be distracted or discouraged by the circumstances around you. God is your source, not the government. God is your source, not the media. God is your source, not your job. Amen? He's the source of riches and honor. If you go to Psalm 35:27, God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. I don't think he likes us when we're hard done by and poor. He looks after us. He said he takes pleasure. And I don't know about you. I want to give pleasure to my God. Amen. So again, who gives us this ability? It's God. It's part of his covenant, commitment to his people. Look at what Paul said to Timothy in 1 Timothy 6:17. Charge them that are rich in this world, they're not be high-minded nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Again, the Bible boldly declares it. God is the ultimate source. He wants you to be richly blessed, but he asks you never to forget where it comes from, and it comes from him. In fact, Proverbs says this. The wisdom of Solomon says, he that trusts in his riches shall fall. Now, that lines up what Paul says to Timothy. He says, for the love of money is the root of all evil. Not money, but when we look at it and put riches and wealth ahead of our God, we will stumble. We need to stay humble so that we don't stumble. I like that, amen. Anybody knows, if it wasn't for God, who is my source? That's what we've got to tell people. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be, and I wouldn't have anything, if you like. Whatever your need, whatever your breakthrough you're believing for, God is your sword, and he is opening a new door to get supernatural increase into your life. Amen. Oh, I love being built up knowing that I go out with a God who's going to hold my hand. He's going to be there when I wake up. He's going to be there when I go to bed. So our enemy's primary assault will be attacking our belief system concerning, I believe, the faithfulness of God. The devil knows if he can wear us down in this arena, we will cast away our confidence. But Paul says our confidence has great recompense of reward. Let us always put ourselves in remembrance of God's faithfulness, church. Our best weapon is our knowledge of our heaven's faithfulness. And let me say to you again, 40 years now, many of you may have been in the Lord longer than me. I know Brother Jerry has, Brother Copeland. But when I watch our mentors, when I watch our apostle, and I see how God is faithful to him, God is not a respecter of persons. He will respect us as we walk by faith. And I declare every morning, I thank you, Lord. You're always faithful to me. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I hope that's encouraged you. Enjoy your day. Be blessed coming in and going out. Love you lots, and I'll catch you next week. Remember, he is always faithful. God bless and goodbye.
If you would like to receive free information about becoming a partner with Jerry Savelle, or if you would like to support the outreaches of Jerry Savelle Ministries International, call 617-557-65534 or write to us at P.O. Box 3546, Robina Town Center, Queensland 4230. You can also give online at jerrysavelle.org.